Improving productivity through modernization and transformation of the public sector is a key priority of the government as it seeks to meet economic objectives and ultimately make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Labor productivity measures the output per worker over a period of time and is an important factor in determining the potential of an economy. Countries with stronger labor productivity growth tend to benefit from a higher growth rate. The Jamaica Productivity Center, the JPC, is the agency charged with leading the thrust to boost output, thereby increasing productivity.
When we're talking about productivity, we're essentially talking about how effectively and efficiently we use inputs to produce quality goods and services, which are outputs. So when we're talking about inputs, we're talking about how well we use our labor, how well we use our capital, how well we use the other resources that are used to produce your goods and your services.
Senior Communications Specialist at the Jamaica Productivity Center, Tanisha Nelson. Under the Public Sector Modernization Program, PSMP, the operations of ministries, agencies and departments, MDAs, are being improved to create a more productive and robust workforce. Focus is being placed on improving skills and qualifications through training, enhancing efficiencies through provision of technology, improving turnaround time and service delivery to customers, and reducing costs.
The most effective tool that the GOJ is employing to drive productivity is to ensure that competition prevails in the labor market, the goods market, and the financial markets. This is being done through a deepening of the policies of deregulation and privatization. Also, the utilizing public sector investments as a catalyst for a strategic private sector investment in roads, infrastructure, health and education, and social stability through income transfers to the most vulnerable in the society during the period of economic and social transformation.
Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. The JPC makes policy recommendations to increase productivity in the economy and assist with measuring and tracking public sector productivity performance.
In addition, the government is improving the business environment in the areas of enforcing contracts, registering a business, and improving access to credit, especially for small and medium-sized enterprises. Productivity growth is a necessary precondition for Jamaica to improve on a sustained basis its competitiveness, the rate of economic growth, job creation levels, and the overall quality of life for its citizens.
Under the Public Sector Modernization Program, various initiatives are being undertaken to make it easier to do business in Jamaica, thereby enabling the country to attract investments needed for growth.
And under the transformation program, what we have done is to identify some specific areas in government that we think need to be changed radically if they are to become more productive. And so those areas are targeted under the transformation public sector reform program.
Director General of the PSMP in the Office of the Cabinet, Venice Pottinger Scott. She says already there has been major improvement in service delivery at a number of public sector entities.
And if you look at some of the agencies that deliver service to the public, how it was then and how it is now, we can make those comparisons and identify exactly where such changes have taken place.
She says thus far, there have been improvements in services offered at the Registrar General's Department, the RGD, which now has an online application option and the opening of branches across the country. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, Tax Administration Jamaica, the TAJ, and the Jamaica Customs Agency also stand as models of improvement in public sector productivity. Improved productivity will result in greater levels of output, which will ultimately help Jamaica become more competitive in the global economy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.